So, born of the Spirit. There's an artist. Diane takes pictures. And she's an artist. She decided to take time off from church. That's her thing. And I hope and pray the Spirit of the Lord keep ministering to her. But she'll still send me things once in a while. Pictures, photographs, things that she's painted. And there was an artist by the name of David Frederick. And he's known for earthly type paintings, spiritual, otherworldly looking paintings that he would paint. In order to grasp the meaning of his art, what you got to do is understand not only the colors or the visuals or the shades or the objects, but the location of the figure where they're looking into these paintings. And notice a whole lot of other details. Now, this one painting that I got a picture of here is called Wandering in a Sea Fog. It lacks clarity. If you've ever been in the last couple months, sometimes in the morning, we get some heavy fog in the area, and the weather people say, you know, it's only a quarter of a mile, a half a mile, and sometimes you can't even see on your front porch or look out a window and you can't see anything. Well, that's the kind of painting that he has done. And it allows us to have obscure vision in that very white, misty fog. You might think about somebody just standing up on a rock and the only clarity that he has is just looking what he sees, which is basically nothing. According to the size of the trees, you might be able to see the image, or maybe a mountain view or something like that. But we don't see any deliberate path as far as the horizons go. The fog blots it out. Now, he frequently painted scenes that spark curiosity. Knowledge about the painting let you look into it in a spiritual sense to see if you can figure out what's going on. But it's hazy. It's uncertain. It's the mysterious world of God engulfed in this fog. Faith. The kingdom of God, perhaps, that we cannot fully comprehend. And we are in the world, not of the world, but if we're standing someplace with that thick fog, we can't see the world clearly. I love that song. I can see clearly now. I don't know the name of it, but I always like that song. I can see clearly now. Because sometimes we can't fully comprehend, but we can only see with our spiritual eye an awareness that goes beyond the empirical evidence of what we see. So in a sense, I think that's what Jesus is talking to Nicodemus about. He suggests that we need, in order not just to enter in the kingdom of heaven, but we need to see all around us. It's a kingdom hidden to those without faith, who depend only on what they see, hear, touch, and inform the world view. Freddie Davis talked about when he came out here sometimes that people have a world view, and then we have a biblical view. Well, the world view is without the spiritual context. The biblical view allows us to see the things in a spiritual context. But for those of us who sense God is near, our faith in who we believe that the truth and knowledge goes way beyond our five senses. And the kingdom is an exciting possibility. Jesus' kingdom appears to those with eyes to see, or more importantly, those who are born of the Spirit. So what does it mean? That sounds like a good phrase, a catchy phrase. What does it mean to be born of the Spirit? Well, the Pharisees, Nicodemus included, asked that same question about Jesus. And he went on to explain to him that it isn't enough to be baptized with water, with the baptism of repentance. We need to be baptized of the Holy Spirit, to be Spirit-birthed, if you would. Now think about old Moses leading the people out of Egypt, out into the wilderness of viper-filled desert, leading him towards the promised land. He held up a symbol of a serpent on a pole. The medical community still used that symbolism of a serpent on a pole. Well, so why is that so important? Well, their sin and the promise of God's redemption and healing for the people to follow, Moses held up that pole. You know this story, that he was holding that pole when God first called him, and he told him to throw down the pole, and it turned into a snake, and then they put it on a pole and lift it up, signifying God's healing, salvation. And it's interesting that the scripture says, and the Son of Man got to be lifted up on a pole for salvation. I digress. God's healing, salvation, will enable all of us to enter into the kingdom of God. Not a place, but a presence. Not a physical city or a temple or a church, but a spiritual one, in which our awareness of God and each other becomes a vital part and a very powerful part of our life. But in order to understand and see the kingdom, we need to allow the Spirit to fill us, use us, guide us, open our eyes that we may see the truth of the gospel. We as humans see what we are called preconditioned to see. We see only what we want to see with these physical eyes. But if we convince ourselves that nothing exists outside of our physical realm, then we will shut down our ability to see beyond ourselves. If we, however, allow the Holy Spirit to open our eyes and to help us see beyond our physical senses, we will begin to sense God's presence with us, beside us, among us. And then we will be able to know God in a whole different way. The heightened awareness is a different kind of seeing. Jesus said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Well, Richard's not here anymore in the physical realm, but he said, I will send one greater than I, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Paraclete, the one who will come alongside and always be with you. So, Jesus tells us we need to be born of the Spirit, and this is what he means. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to open our eyes and see newly and differently, more intuitively, more spiritually, and more vividly. So what will we see? We'll see Jesus. We will see the truth of his salvation promise. And we will become aware of God's presence in our lives and in the world that we live in. We are in the world, not of the world, Jesus told us. We will become aware of the kingdom of God all around us. Look how those bushes out here just a few weeks ago were just bushes, and most of them didn't have leaves on them. The miracle of the way God has created this place, and now the beauty. God is with us everywhere. The power is at work in the world that he created for us. That's why he said we're in the world, not of the world, but you got to deal with this worldly stuff, especially when those who are aware of it, that you tap into the energy and the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Jesus tells us that we speak to what we know and testify to what we have seen. The disciples knew, and they were testifying to others what they had seen. We do the same thing when our life is changed. Jesus, not here in the physical sense, but when his Spirit ministers with our spirit and we have an attitude of redemption and forgiveness, then we can see the grace of God, and then we testify to others what we've experienced. I like what Wesley said. Well, Bishop Otler is the one who coined the phrase, the Wesley quadrilateral, but it goes down to our basic beliefs in the Wesley theology, that we had a scripture first, experience, tradition. What's the other one? I forget. scripture, reason,
experience,
tradition. Yeah. We need all those things. That's what the kingdom of God is made up with. We need them. And those who have experienced God's presence in their lives, God's healing power, God's messages, God's guidance, know what Jesus is talking about. As Bill and Gloria Gaither so beautifully put it, he touched me. But it's just not with those eyes that we see to know that what Jesus said is so true. They also become filled with a powerful kind of hope, a peace, and a joy that comes with knowing the goodness that reigns. That God's power trumps every other power, and that the world and God's world beyond it, in fact, is more beautiful than you can ever imagine. Entire churches have been resurrected by the power of this Holy Spirit. I like to think that's what happened in 1834 when all the farmers and all the people that lived here gathered down here at a Brush Arbor meeting. It was born. And is continually being resurrected, Bethel, by the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit and the acknowledgement of God's hidden kingdom that is unveiled. You ever go to an unveiling and they have paintings and all that and they pull it? Well, God's kingdom has been unveiled. Today in our culture where we live in our day and time, we're experiencing a wave of revivals. And that's a good thing. They aren't coming from the institutional church. They aren't coming from different denominations. They aren't coming from people trained in the faith. That's what's so interesting about that movie, The Jesus Revolution. Because none of those people, they were called my people because they were talking about Jesus, and Jesus said they were my people. And so, you know, they weren't theologically trained, but they knew they got the presence of God's Spirit. Their lives was changed, and they were delivered from drugs and alcohol and promiscuity. The Spirit of the living God is descending heavily upon young people today. Not only college, but young people. Grade school people, young people, people that we fellowship with in our youth groups. They're having their eyes open to the presence of God in a new and mind-blowing way. People are being baptized by the Holy Spirit, by the thousands all over the country. Why? We don't know. But this is what Jesus said. The wind blows where it chooses. You hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. God's not predictable or quantifiable. The Holy Spirit's movement cannot be predicted or nailed down to a certain group of people or a certain condition. God instead will prevail where God finds soil within the plant and souls to move. And when and where it happens, people will see the kingdom of God emerging right in the here and in the now. So whenever God moves, good things are about to happen. The Holy Spirit is here today, right here in this room that we call the sanctuary. You know, we think a lot about sanctuary, bird sanctuary and different things, but the sanctuary means it's a safe place. It's a place that you can come and be still. The Bible says, be still and know that I'm God. It's a place that you can come to be with the Lord and be with people of like-mindedness that have been born of the Spirit. So whenever God moves, great things are about to happen. And that's what the Holy Spirit is doing here today. And all we need to do is become aware of His presence, tuned to the sound of His voice, awakened to the visual aspect that He is among us. We are in a time of Lent that we follow on our Protestant calendar, and more than any other time, It's a time for us to take seriously the movement of the Spirit of the living God. For God is ready to baptize those who are ready and ready to receive, and to open the eyes of those who have been living in darkness.